Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministries CEO, Chuck Bentley.
So much happened with the economy last year that you might have missed some of the big tax stories of 2009. Here are the top three from a recent SmartMoney.com article. Number one, no new taxes yet. Many experts predicted significant tax hikes in the first year of the Obama administration. But this is another silver lining in the Great Recession. The economy was so bad last year that politicians didn't dare raise your taxes. Now, all that's likely going to change if new health care legislation is signed into law with new taxes and penalties for those who don't buy insurance. Number two. The first-time homebuyer tax credit of $8,000 in the stimulus plan probably encouraged home sales and boosted values. But the bad news, it's a really expensive fix that can't go on forever. And number three, Congress failed to fix the so-called death tax problem. Even though the death or estate tax will expire temporarily in 2010, under current law, it will come back worse than ever beginning in 2011. The estate tax is a family farm and small business killer because it often forces heirs to sell off property just to meet the tax burden. Well, now that the 2009 tax filing season has begun, it's time to start organizing your receipts and your records. Also, there are a lot of new tax credits and deductions that you should know about for things like college tuition, new vehicle purchases, and even home weatherization. Just go to crown.org and click on My Money Life for the complete IRS list.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.